Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Ellie Gibson, and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast, Greatest Hits, Volume 1. Basically, it's a little taster, really, for people who are new to the podcast, or a little treat for old fans of the podcast. It's sort of some of our favourite bits from the old podcast over the years. And on this Greatest Hits volume, we've got Jane Garvey off of Actual Woman's Hour. We've got Sean Dooley, the actor who can't do accents. Miles Jupp, the comedian, very funny man. And me and Helen have a little chat about that time I had a premature baby. It's funnier than it sounds, honestly. Stick with it. So here you go. Enjoy.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
I'm Helen Thorne.
And we're joined today by a very special guest. Hello to Woman's Hour's Jane Garvey.
Hello.
Ellie has written a special shipping forecast for you.
Basically, Jane Garvey,
Yes.
My
can
jeans.
I say I can see your nipples at the moment.
I'm sorry.
It's a slightly unsettling experience. So I mean, I'm a woman of the world. This didn't happen when I interviewed Meryl Streep.
I thought this was how you recorded Woman's Hour. I thought that was the thing. I thought you all sat there with your boobs out.
Perhaps we should.
Just for the listener, I am breastfeeding. I haven't just decided to expose myself.
She's trying
myself.
To seduce her with Greggs and nipples.
Yeah. I'm not stupid enough to expose myself
trick.
In the BBC these days. You can't get away with it. So my secret dream, Jane Garvey, apart from getting on The Archers, is to read out the shipping forecast on Radio 4.
Are you any good?
Well, let's find out. Okay. I'm going to audition for you now.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Yeah. And now, the shitting forecast.
No, that's wrong for a start.
The general synopsis at midday. Tantrums variable, becoming whinging later. Rows at times, occasionally severe, with lingering resentment expected. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Shannon, if I have to tell you again, you're going on the naughty step until you're 25. And now it's time for The Archers.
Very,
very
good.
Jane Garvey.
Actually, you are worryingly competent.
Oh, nobody's ever said that to me before.
No, and I
it's
think...
It's going on our poster, Ellie.
I think you've got a future.
Do you?
And I speak with all the experience of someone who's never read The Shipping Forecast, but you made it sound with pure poetry.
Oh.
It was excellent.
Thank you.
And I do think if you're interested in pursuing a career in broadcasting...
Yeah.
Don't contact the BBC, but there are other... We'd love to hear from you.
Loose women.
Well, I mean, loose bra strap certainly appears to be your...
So much nipple.
Oh, but we have nearly finished. It is just time for the Scummy Mummy Confessions. Do you want to go first, Helen?
I wanted to confess that the other day I was buying shoes for my child in Dulwich and I looked down at my kid's fringe and a big knit... like crawling out, and I had to extract a live knit and pretending I was just sort of like playing with their hair.
Oh.
And I was like, there's knits in Dulwich. I've sullied Dulwich. It's Dulwich now.
My Scummy Mummy confession, it's quite a recent one actually. Recently I went to Broadcasting House to record a podcast with Jane Garvey, and it was about 10 minutes before I realised my tits were just hanging out in the middle of the recording studio. So
you can kill yourself later.
Yeah, and
it's
that's
a measure
the first
of what
time that's happened
person
to me
I am, that I didn't actually draw attention to it for quite a while.
Well, apart from when you told me about it, yeah.
But it had been 10 minutes into the...
I thought you were just enjoying the spectacle. Well, you know, she's very relaxed, isn't she? I thought Woman's Hour would be quite formal, but, you know. Jane Garvey, do you have a scummy mummy confession for us?
Well, I mean, it's a bit boring to go back to the knit theme, but I have presented Women's Hour with knits. Which I think is... it should be a badge of honour, really.
Oh, there are not enough badges.
It's just the thing is, I'm not sure whether Jenny uses the same headphones.
Today we are joined by the brilliant actor Sean Dooley.
As an accomplished actor, obviously, you're very good at accents, aren't you?
No, I'm really not. I'm really quite bad. I have to work really hard at them.
Let me tell you this, my friend. You can't be worse than Helen. You cannot be worse at accents than Helen Thorne. So what we're going to do is we're going to each pick a phrase and an accent and then, you know, do them. And then the others have to guess what the accent's supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I actually can't do this in anything other than the actual accent the phrase is meant to be.
Call yourself an actor. Come on. Do you think Marlon Brando says that? If he does was anything.
Ready? Come, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Come dine with me.
What was that? What's that?
It was calm down in Spanish.
What? No, do it again. No, please do it again.
Do it again.
Calm down.
Oh, it's German now. Go on, don't do it again, please. This is the greatest moment of my life.
Come dead.
How is that? Have you even been to Spain? What? That is.
I don't know. In Spanish.
Calm down.
We're doing this again. This is the only way.
Okay.
Right.
This is what they do at RADA for the for
this
the
is how you get into RADA.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh la la.
What is that?
Oh la la.
Do again.
It's been sick.
Oh la la.
Oh, that's it. It's Australian.
No. It's,
not.
It's Canadian, but I can't do it.
That's hard.
It's really hard. Right, Sean.
Okay.
To be sure. Oh, no, stop it.
It's really hard, isn't it?
It is really hard. Right, just hold on a moment, will you? No, I can't You're... now. I can't. To be sure.
Welsh!
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like Dylan Thomas is in the room.
All right.
Well done, professional.
I've got a brand new combine harvester.
I thought you mentioned it not in the accent it's meant to be.
It's Grammy!
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
I did it slowly.
It was Cornish.
Well, let's ask Sean to be the judge, shall we?
Because I want to hear about Sean's Aussie accent, because I'm quite good at the Australian accent. How's yours, Sean?
My Australian accent is so bad that I went up for an Australian barman, and then I phoned my agent and went, listen, I can't go up for this. And they went, no, you can't. I went, I really can't do an Australian accent. Yes, you can. I said, right, listen. Right, this is a genuine attempt at it, okay? Put another sausage on the Barbie, mate. I can't.
That's so jazzy.
I really. Put another sausage on.
Put another sausage. Are you Belgian? What's that with you? Sure.
I can't. Go on, give me an Australian saying.
Oh, what would
say,
we say?
Like a strong
no
Australian.
Worries, mate.
No worries, mate.
What I love the most about that is that you closed your eyes. And I don't know if that was because you were concentrating or because you thought that would be more effective. But it was lovely to watch. It was a beautiful moment.
When I closed my eyes, I was in Home and Away suddenly.
Yeah.
We were on holiday once, me and my missus, and we went up to one of those, you know, those Thompson Rep kind of things where they have a picture of somebody and like it has a little bit about them. There was this guy and he was looking like cool and sexy and all this. And we went up. We were being a bit silly, had a few drinks. And I went, hey, look at me. My name is Javier. Oh, hello. Would you like to come on trip with me? Hey, what do you want to go see? Wales? Like this. And then I got a tap on my shoulder and I turned and it was Javier who was there. And I thought the only way out of this is to carry on doing the voice. So I turned around and went, oh, no, it's fine. I just was having a look. I'm wondering if you were doing well. My wife just walked off at the time.
No.
And I went, it's okay, I'm going to go get a drink now. Walked off.
We've got some sort of exciting and unexpected news to share, haven't we? Which is that I've had a baby. My baby was born nearly 2 months early. So yeah, it was a massive shock, really. The Sunday I woke up and I just felt a bit twingy.
Yeah.
You know?
And I thought, wow. Actually, I blame you for this, because you had said to me that when you had your second child, you felt more twingy than you had with your first.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, ah, Helen says it's nothing, it's nothing.
I think our vaginas are different.
I wouldn't know. I've never really thought about it.
Yeah, so maybe that's that.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Let's compare and contrast.
Yeah.
So I didn't think much of it. And then about lunchtime, it was still happening. And I thought, I might just ring the midwife. So I did that. And she told me to go to hospital.
Mm.
And I fully expected them to just go, you're fine. Just, you know, take some paracetamol, go home. And instead they said, you're 3 centimetres dilated. And I went,
Yeah.
So yeah, and there was no time for anything. They just wheeled me straight in for a cesarean, and that was it.
No, it was time to send me a text message in which you said, should I read the text message out? It's like, Helen, I'm having a C-section in 2 minutes. This will make a good podcast, eh? She did have time to send me a text message.
Oh, yeah, and I might have done that. So the cesarean was all right. They, you know, I had the anaesthetic. I was sort of awake, but I had the anaesthetic. That was all fine. And they got him out. His head got stuck a little bit, which was, you know.
So you did just see just a couple of feet dangling while they pulled him out. How does that work?
No, they do like a tent.
Oh,
like
sorry. Tent. It's not like Alien.
No.
I don't know. You know, I just had, you know.
No, I know you don't. I didn't know, but I didn't assume that, like, you were just lying there watching them slice you open. That would be a little much. And that was all right, really. And then what I liked was while the doctor, there were two doctors, and as they were sewing me up, the two doctors had a lovely chat about Homeland.
What
had been happening in it, which I was mainly annoyed about because I hadn't seen the previous night's episode, and I was just like.
So selfish. Spoilers. I know. Yeah. Goodness me.
So that was my Homeland cesarean. That was nice.
That's right. Oh, you must have been feeling really festive and in the Christmas spirit then.
Yeah. And especially when I then went upstairs and saw my child in intensive care with lots of tubes sticking out of him, like a little USB hub.
Oh, love. Oh, wow.
And that's when it started to get really hard, really. And that was... But the staff at the hospital were amazing. The midwives were amazing. The drugs were amazing. So that was all brilliant. And you were brilliant. You came to visit me.
I came. Yes, I did. And I made you laugh.
And
hurt your stitches.
Yes, that was good.
No, I have to. And, you know, I know this is a very serious situation. And I'm obviously very scared and feared for Ellie. But I arrived at the intensive care. And the song they were playing was... What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I thought, have they just got, like, the most inappropriate hits? you know, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. And I did laugh, obviously, because I'm insane. But I just thought...
Oh, you have to laugh, otherwise,
You do. And I was just,
So anyway, so then Jo was in intensive care for a few days. And they were, I mean, we're laughing now, but they were... the absolute worst days of my life.
Mm.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
It was pretty horrendous. But we got through them, and he's in special care now. So he's still on the baby unit. He's still in the hospital, but he's doing really well. Yesterday, they took him out of the incubator.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a cot now. He's not got any air tubes. He's breathing through his mouth.
Oh, wow.
And his nose, and he's just doing really well.
Because what did the doctor say the other day that was really... You sent me a text that was really reassuring.
Pete was in the room holding him, and there was a ward round, and the doctors went round all the different babies and talked about them at some length and what was going on with them. And then they got to Joe, and the doctor just went, yeah, so this one, he was born quite a good weight. All very uninteresting, really. Oh. And then they just walked out of the room. And Pete was just so happy. He was just like, my baby's uninteresting. Just uninteresting. My child is uninteresting.
He's middle of the road.
Yes. He's bland. Hurrah.
And today we are joined by Miles Jupp.
Hello.
Because Miles, you like a quiz for money, don't you?
Yeah.
I do like a quiz specifically for money.
Well, we haven't got any money, but we have got a quiz.
We do.
Okay,
we do.
Well, that's half the battle.
Mm. All right, Helen, do you want to kick us off?
All right. Scummy Mummy's quiz, let's go. How much is a McDonald's Happy Meal?
£3.49.
It is £2.49, but we will let you have a point if you can tell us how many chicken nuggets you get with
you get
Happy
six.
Meal. Helen?
You get four.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You call yourself a modern father.
Right.
All right, Ellie, you go.
Okay. Next question, Miles. Which of the following is not a My Little Pony character?
Oh,
is man. Not a My Little Pony?
Right.
Twilight Sparkle, Rarity, Pinkie Pie, or Shiny Bob?
Pinkie Pie?
That's incorrect. It's Shiny Bob. Did you really think there was a My Little Pony called Shiny Bob?
I'd call a My Little Pony Shiny Bob.
Well, we would. This is what we're going to call our production company.
I'd call it any number of things I'd be prepared to call Shiny Bob.
Now, can you name the popular song often played at children's birthday parties and school discos that these translated lyrics come from? Ready?
Yep.
A girl who is warm and humanly during the day. A classy girl who knows how to enjoy the freedom of a cup of coffee. A sexy lady, op, 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 op.
Oh, that's Gangnam Style?
Yeah! No, it's Act 3 of the Fledermaus.
Yeah. Currently available in the Joan Sutherland collection.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Tony Hawk's, who you could have on your podcast? He is very good at performing the song Gangnam Style.
Let's get him on. Get him on.
Get him on.
He's
get
got
him
a
on.
Child.
Oh, there we are. That's the qualification.
Is that the qualification?
You don't have to be clever or funny.
No.
If you have a child and be in some way scummy.
Yeah. If you've chucked one up someone or had someone chuck one up at you and a baby's come out, you're on, mate. That's
done.
It.
Chucks one up. Which attribute of the process does chuck one up refer to? Just.
Well, you did say you don't know how you ended up with five children.
That's
so.
Right.
Chuck one up. Yeah.
Is that a Craig McLaughlin song?
Hey, Mona Till, you don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to chuck one
right up you.
Hey, Mona.
That's how Helen met
I'll make you moan, Mona. I'm Craig McLaughlin.
Yeah.
From Neighbours and Bugs.
Yeah.
I don't even need a t-shirt under these dungarees.
Stop it, you're arousing me.
Oh, heck, mate. I'll make you moan.
Oh, God.
Moan till you forget my name. That's probably. But no, I can't do anything.
There's your range going. That's
very good. Look, of course, we could talk about Craig McLaughlin all day.
Oh, sorry.
You know, not a bad plan.
Quick.
Can you remember who else was in Bugs, the programme I just mentioned, if I can briefly quiz you?
I don't know.
Jesse Birdsall and Jay Griffiths.
Oh, Jesse Birdsall. Legend in his own lifetime.
Marcus.
Yes. Peter! All right.
Where are we right now, guys?
We're in El Dorado, mate. I think my dad auditioned for the role of Marcus in El Dorado.
Really?
About it, yeah.
Really?
How different my life could have been.
All our lives would have been. Okay. Okay. He was in a sitcom, Blind Men, as well.
Is this your mastermind, like?
Jesse
and the works of Craig McLaughlin and Check 1-2.
1997 to 2001. I don't know.
I'd enjoy that quiz more.
An odd seam of trivia.
Now this is a local question.
Yeah.
What is unique about the Hornum and Walrus? Is it A, overstuffed?
Yeah,
B.
A.
Oh, shut up. Okay. I've got some funny answers.
Sorry.
Wait for the humour,
Have you
Miles?
Heard of the rule of three? Jesus.
No, what's that? Is that to do with painting? Okay. Sorry,
right.
You ask
All right,
again.
Just let me do my comedy.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Is that something that you've used you to shout down hecklers? Get off! Let me do my comedy.
That's my catchphrase.
Please let me do my comedy.
Let me do my comedy.
Don't turn
Hello, the comedy store. Let me do my comedy. Yes. Anytime.
Your
let me do it.
Central booking. Let me do my comedy. Don't turn the lights up and the microphone off. Anyway, you've not built it up in any way. Please do your comedy.
It's a nice punchline to this. Is it A, overstuffed, B, overweight, or C, overrated?
Worth it. Thank you so much for listening. Please do subscribe to the podcast if you like what you've heard, and if you don't, just don't tell anyone. Thanks very much. We're on the Instagram at Scummy Mummies. When we're doing live shows, you can find dates and tickets at scummymummies.com. And yeah, we've got a book actually, Scummy Mummies, still in print. Unbelievable. So yeah, thanks again for listening, and stay scummy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.